Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The fifth week of the 2021 regular legislative session is complete. The deadline for committees to report general bills and constitutional amendments originating in own house has passed. The deadline for original floor action on general bills and constitutional amendments originating in own house is Thursday, February the 11th. Measure passes out of Senate Finance Committee to move lottery proceeds to the Emergency Road and Bridge Repair Fund, Senate Bill 2877. On Tuesday, February the 2nd, the Senate Finance Committee passed out Senate Bill 2877. With this measure, beginning in year 2024, it will be mandated that the net proceeds from the lottery be deposited into the Emergency Road and Bridge Repair Fund. In addition, these funds will be exclusively just for county and municipal government only. Note, this measure currently resides on the Senate floor calendar. Major weight limit measure passes Senate Transportation Committee, Senate Bill 2825. The weight increase in Senate Bill 2825 concerns MAS and counties. On Tuesday, February the 2nd, the Senate Transportation Committee passed the Mississippi Transportation Infrastructure Investment Act of 2021. This bill increases the weight load capacity for the harvest permit from 84,000 pounds to 88,000 pounds. The language that moves the lottery proceeds from the Mississippi Department of Transportation to the Emergency Road and Bridge Repair Fund is also in this bill. The new weight limit increases will not go into effect until year 2023. Please talk with your local Senate delegation as to how increasing the hauling weight load capacity will impact your county. Note, this measure currently resides on the Senate floor calendar. Reverse auction, House Bill 842. On Tuesday, February the 2nd, House Bill 842 passed out of the House Municipalities and County Affairs Committee. This measure revises methods of reviewing bids as it pertains to governing authorities and state agencies. This measure will provide governing authorities the discretion to either choose to use reverse auction or not. The current mandate will be removed under this measure. Note, this measure currently resides on the House floor calendar. Utilization of use tax to pay bond debt. House Bill 520. House Bill 520 allows both counties and municipalities to pledge to pay all or a portion of debt service on debt issued by a county or municipality for the purpose of repair, maintenance, and/or reconstruction of roads, streets, and bridges. Note, this measure has passed the House chamber by a vote of 110-0. It will now head to the Senate chamber for consideration. County savings measure passes Senate chamber. Medicare in lieu, Senate Bill 2189. On Thursday, February the 4th, the Senate chamber passed Senate Bill 2189 by a vote of 49-0. This measure allows counties and cities the discretion to offer Medicare-eligible employees the option to transition from the county health benefits over to Medicare. Note, this measure will now head to the House chamber for consideration. The first of five collaborative, regional, legislative, and educational meetings begins February the 24th, 2021. On February the 24th, the Northeast and Three Rivers Planning and Development District counties are scheduled to meet at the Hilton Hotel for the MAS Legislative and Educational Regional Meeting. Please visit the MAS website at www.mssupervisors.org to review the tentative agenda for that day. This concludes this week's MAS Legislative Update.